Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 266 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, Exhibit 1, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, 1, in Fulton Superior Court, 2, Conviction of Murder, 3, July Term, 1913, 4, Motion for New Trial, Georgia, Fulton County. Personally came before the undersigned, Leo M. Frank, who upon oath says that he is the defendant in the above stated case, and that his sole counsel in said case were L. Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R. R. Arnold, and H. J. Haas. Affiant further says that at and before said trial was entered on, and during the whole of said trial, that affiant had no knowledge whatsoever as to Mio Johenning and A. H. Hensley, two of the jurors, being prejudiced, partial, and biased in said case, as evidenced by the affidavits of H. C. Lovenhart, Max, Mrs. J. C. Lovenhart, Miss Marion Lovenhart, S. Aaron, Fargus, R. W. Griner, John W. Holmes, Shy Gray, S. W. Johnson, J. J. Nunnally, L. H. Rucker, Lehman, and C. P. Stauff. Affiant did not know either of said parties and had never seen or heard of them before. Further deponing, affiant says that he did not know until after the trial, and did not have means of knowing until after said trial, that said Johenning and said Hensley, or either of them, had made any statement of any kind to or in the presence of any of the persons hereinafter named. Affiant further says that before said trial, at the time of entering upon said trial, and during said trial, he had no knowledge or means of knowing that said persons were prejudiced, partial, or biased, as is shown by the affidavits or depositions of the persons named, and the facts stated in said affidavits and depositions were unknown to this affiant until after the verdict and sentence in said case. He further says that he has been guilty of no laches in this matter, and has, together with his counsel, used all the means at hand to obtain the facts and circumstances in connection with the statements made by said parties in all of them, the 182.